This is a dictation for Faye Carter, F-A-Y-C-A-R, E like Tom, E-R, date of birth 9-22-58, date of service 1-17-2000, 23, date of accident 5-13-2022. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Basically, she reports that she has ongoing pain in the right shoulder, which is worse, and it is 8 to 9 on the resting stage. Pain in the neck is 9 also. Mid-back pain is 6 to 7, lower back pain is 8 to 9. She's focusing on the right sacroiliac joint, which is quite tender and painful, to the tune of 8 to 9. So far, she never came forward for any injection treatment. She also never went for any surgical consultation. At this time, she reported that her lower back pain is hurting her more and more. Although the pain medication Tylenol with codeine is helping her, and muscle relaxer is also helping. Physical therapy could not be done due to the holidays and the therapist being closed. She's now changing the therapist. An MRI of the right shoulder and MRI of the thoracic spine is now suggested, since she is having a continuous pain in the thoracic region, in addition to the neck and the lower back, which were found positively for pathology. The pain level is around 8 to 9, and 40% relief has been obtained with the physical therapy and conservative treatment so far. And the patient has ADLs that are affected as follows: general activity, mood, walking ability, work, and sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. In neurology and psych, patients suffer from headaches, which are 7 to 8, and they are mostly located in the area of the back of the head from where they approach the vertex, not associated with any nausea, vomiting, aura, seizures, and there is no TBI symptoms, no dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, loss of memory, or any balance problems. She does have some difficulty sleeping, denies any major anxiety, depression, panic, or nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient continues to suffer from pain in the right shoulder and in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, as well as pain in these areas, and also some pain in the right wrist and hand, right hip is also complained of. And no numbness, tingling, no radiation of pain is reported. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel or stomach pain. And in the GU, no incontinence of the urine frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has worsened, and there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none, and substance abuse. Patient does not abuse any substances, although she has been advised to try marijuana certification for long-term pain relief. Compliance is key. Patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 152 over 85, pulses 80, pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam will be same from previous visit of 12-15-2022, dictation number 1221-076. The whole exam is the same, except the patient does not have any pain in the left shoulder so much, and the range of motion of the left shoulder is 180 degrees without any pain. But the right shoulder continues to have pain, and she can move up to 120 degrees of abduction with a definite weakness, 4x5, in the right arm. And the phalen sign and tinel sign are negative in the right upper extremity. The peripheral circulation is intact. Motor power is 4x5. Grip is normal. Other than that, the spine examination, musculoskeletal examination is identical. And please do the copy and paste. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy for the affected areas of pain, which is neck, mid-back, lower back, shoulders, right hip, and right wrist. 2 times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy. She's been advised about the infrared heat, laser treatment also, as well as role of chiropractor that she should do. She's released with light duty job, 7 hours, 7 days, 7 pounds. Mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and she's found to be in compliance. Patient is referred to a neuropsych evaluation due to the ongoing headache, an MRI order for thoracic spine and right shoulder without contrast is ordered. Chiropractor referral was made also. Patient is provided with the following medication, which are Mobix 15 mg a day, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, Tylenol with codeine for pain relief. Zoloft is provided for depression, anxiety, and sleep help. Gabapentin for headache relief, 600 mg twice a day. The patient is otherwise stable. She has been advised about the injection treatment for lumbar epidural, cervical epidural, facet joint injection, sacroiliac joint injection, and shoulder injection. She'll be scheduled for them, and we'll be more than happy to provide them and bring her early relief. A surgical consultation is also discussed with her, but she is not interested. All the MRIs were discussed with her in length, and she has a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 has a bulging disc only, and in the lumbar spine there is a herniated disc at L4, L5, and then bulging disc at L1, L2, L3-4, and L5-S1, and also there is involvement of bilateral sacroiliac joints, for which injection treatment is suggested and discussed with her. Thank you.